brought to you by the folks at Magnolia Sense by Design. And joining us on the line, we have Becky Barnhart. Good morning, Becky. How you doing?
Doing just fine. Good morning to you all, and a nice little shower, and now we're ready for some cool. So maybe
that's right.
It's time to get out and walk the dog before it all changes.
That's right. It'll be cooling off here. I know it'll before you know it. So
yeah.
I know people say it's muggy out there, but yeah, it'll change very quickly.
That's what I'm understanding. So
yep.
I've got a couple of fun adoptions to talk about.
Yeah.
I talked about Dixie being adopted last week. That adoption didn't happen. The people failed to ask permission from their landlord, and so she wasn't adopted by that couple. But a lovely lady from Nowata came in. I guess she heard us talking about it on the radio. She saw her on Facebook. She came in, and it's just a match made. It was just the picture of the lady and Dixie is just gorgeous. So Dixie was a little terrier mix. Black, white, and gray in color, and she'd been somebody's lap baby. So good adoption there. So that's thrilling. And then we've had a red husky that comes in a lot by the name of Gypsy, and Gypsy's owner finally decided to let her be adopted. So one of the neighbors stepped up and took Gypsy home. So again, another wonderful adoption. I think I talked about Lily before, but she was a precious little border collie, and she also found a good home. So I always like when I can talk about adoptions. Speaking of border collies, we have, lovely little girl. We've named her Cindy. Cindy was surrendered to us by a gentleman that she showed up on his property. He thought, maybe I will hang on to her. And then 2 days later, she delivered 7 puppies. And he did not feel like he was capable of taking care of them. So he brought her in, surrendered her, left us a nice donation, monetary and food-wise, and her little puppies are growing like weeds, and they're just as healthy as they can be. They're probably about 2 to 2.5 weeks old at this time. They're walking, their eyes are open, there's 2 little brown and white ones, and the rest are black and white. And so we are going to be needing some puppy chow real soon, because that just happens. So I'm kind of put a plea out right now, instead of just dog food, if you want to do something to help the shelter at this time, we could certainly use puppy chow. Not only do we have that litter, we had 3 German Shepherd puppies that came in. I think there's 2 females and 1 male. And a gentleman came in about a month ago kind of questioning if we had any. So if he's listening or you know someone that's wanting to get a female German Shepherd puppy, we've got 3 available, 2 females and 1 male. And then another little puppy came in. We've named her Sasha, and she's gorgeous. She's a Shepherd mix. She's gray and white in color. So we've got 11 puppies to feed, and so it's time to kind of think about puppy food. And that's just some of the wonderful animals that are out there. Let's see, what else? Oh, we also have a gentleman surrendered, a mama cat with 3 kittens, and we've had a lot of people asking us for tiny kittens, and right now we do. They're probably 8 weeks. They're ready to go. Danny said last night, let's just go ahead and say if you'd like to come out and adopt a kitten, they are now available. And Mama's a sweet cat, too. She's a really pretty gray and young, so she would also make a nice cat. So I think I'll just go ahead and just start talking about, well, while we're talking about surrender, I think I'd like to talk about our fees. Sometimes people question, you know, why we charge an adoption fee or why we charge a surrender fee. And I kind of like to explain that a little bit. We charge $100 for dogs. Now that, when you pay your adoption fee for the $100, the dog has been vaccinated and been wormed, and that includes the operation, whether it's a spay or neuter. So you pay us the fee. We make an appointment, you know, with your permission to the vet of your choice. We take the dog to the vet. The dog is spayed or neutered. You pick up, and then that's your cost. So that's why the fee is as 100. Cats are 55, and it would be the same thing that covers their worming, the vaccinations, and the operation. If they are too young to be spayed or neutered, then we ask for a $30 deposit on top of that, which is refunded the minute you come in with the paperwork and say, you know, because sometimes people will adopt a kitten, like these kittens I'm speaking of. Okay, it's $55 adoption fee, but we're going to ask that you also leave us a $30 deposit. Once you take those kittens in and get them fixed, then you come back with the paperwork and we refund your $30. That kind of helps people remember that we, you know, they've got to be spayed or neutered. So that's what that deposit is all about. It's just kind of a reminder. We do charge a surrender fee, and again, that's sometimes people wonder why, but you have to realize you've had that pet in your home, or maybe it's been dumped on you, but it's cost you to have that pet. Now you're bringing it to us. Well, it's going to cost us. So we ask for a $25 surrender fee at the time that you bring in the animal, and if that's not possible, then the staff and Danny are real good about working with you. Well, then can you make us a nice donation through food or something? We try to work with you. And if a litter comes in, like a cat comes in with kittens, it's going to be a $5 fee for each of the kittens or puppies. And we only take one litter from people. I mean, you know, you can have an accident. We understand there's going to be litters born that maybe are dumped on you or something, but we only take one litter because we feel like then at this point, mama needs to get fixed and we won't have any more litters. So I hope that's clear as mud to everyone, but I just thought maybe sometimes fees need to be explained and there's a reason for them. It's not a profit. It just helps us maintain the shelter. So is that clear as mud to you, James?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's really good to be able to explain that because, you know, it's not like running the shelter is some sort of free operation. You know, there's definitely some costs that go along with that. I mean, I know you get lots of great donations, but, you know, it has to be, you know, sustaining.
True. That's true. And that's what we're trying to do. And also, with anything in life, if you've had to pay for something or put for something, that pride of ownership is there and you take better care. So that's probably another very good reason why we just don't have this. You know, we talk about free adoptions, but someone has paid for that that sponsorship along the way. And sometimes you just need that little boost. That doesn't mean you're not going to be able to be a good pet owner. It just sometimes helps get that pet into your home. And then your expenses start.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You know, there's always that initial cost is, you know, you shouldn't even really worry about that because it's a big responsibility for sure to have a pet because there's always going to be those ongoing costs and everything. But, you know, if you compare that with what you were going to pay for a pet store or something, I mean, my goodness, you can easily spend $500 to $1,500 or more on a puppy. So, yeah,
exactly.
it's a big difference.
Even area shelters, I think we're pretty comparable with AWOL. I think we you know our fees are pretty much the way she also does it there. But if you go Bartlesville, Tulsa, it's big. It's a lot of money. It's more like $250, that kind of thing. So we're just trying to find the animals a home as quickly as we can, and also be able to have a little revenue to help us take care of everybody else. So.
That's right. I know that you said you're also in need of some different supplies and that sort of thing here, especially this week, right?
Right, because of the puppies coming in. That, you know, it's people are so good about bringing in dog food and cat food, and they sometimes forget there are special foods made for those little puppies and kittens, and they need that extra the vitamins and things they put in them. And you know, you can transition them from mama to the food, and we can take that little puppy chow and we can wet it down a little bit, and it gives mama some relief too, and it helps make for stronger, healthier puppies that we're trying to adopt out. So we're always good about people bringing in the dog food, but sometimes the puppy and the kitten chow gets forgotten. So that's why I kind of wanted to ask, particularly with 11 little puppies that are growing like weeds. Oh, they're so cute. And Danny did also say, if someone would like to come out and look at the puppies, he'd be more than happy to let you have a look at them. Mama's been real good about letting people come in. We wouldn't want a big crowd or, you know, a bunch of little kids running because we don't want to frighten her or the puppies. But if you want to come out and look, we'll be more than happy to show you the puppies.
All right. Well, that is great, Becky. Always a great reminder there. So anything else we need to know here?
Well, just remember, we have our group that's been with us for some time. We did find out that Chubbs is that sweet little, he's the most laid-back dog. He is the coolest dog in the whole world. We kind of examined him a little closer this week and found out that he is already neutered. So he's only going to be a $30 adoption. We really think he's a cool, cool dog. And some of the dogs that we have been with us for a while, they've been sponsored. Curly's been with us. We've got Bart that's sponsored. Sugar and Tank. They are are Frenchies. They are now ready for adoption, and we've had several inquiries about them. Go to our Facebook page and just look at these animals. Will, our volunteer, is so good about doing a video. He takes them out and he walks them. They sit. He's trying to teach them some simple commands, and it kind of gives you an idea of what they're like. Now that we've got some kittens, we'd sure like people to come out. Maybe they just want to come out and help us socialize these kittens and pet them and that kind of thing. And as the puppies get older, again, we would want people to come out and play with them and socialize them. So there's always volunteer work you can do, easy volunteer, fun volunteer work to be done at the shelter. But we just got some lovely pets that have been with us for quite a while, and we'd sure like to see the long-term guys, you know, get out before the puppies. Everybody thinks puppies are cheap, but boy, are they work. There's a lot of work involved with a puppy, whereas these older guys, they're just happy to be in a new home and laid back. And so we are there 7 days a week, and it's Monday through Sunday all the way around. But Monday through Friday, we are there from 1 to 3. Starting Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060, and we're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. I don't believe we're going to be able to do open line next week if I will be out of the state and our other board members were busy. So just remember us, but we're there, and somebody's there to help you find your forever friend, pet.
All right. Well, Becky, that is a great reminder. Wish you well here this next week. I know we'll struggle on without you, but you never get a week off.
Oh, boy, listen to you. That's hilarious.
I know.
Well, I know what you could do, James. You could go out to the shelter and just give a live report.
That's right.
To the
we'll send Matt over there, and he'll do that. You know, probably wouldn't be hard to twist his arm into that. So
I don't think so. He's a good animal.
That's
lover,
right. He does.
And I know you are too.
Yes,
all right.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you again.
Okay. Hey, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you here in a couple weeks, Becky.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you
bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, that is Becky Barnhart here at Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and we get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday at this time, except for next Thursday. Stay tuned. We'll have more of your calls as Open Line continues here in just moments. We'll have a look at our beef roundup, some ag news coming out right at you. 72 degrees. We're going to be cooling off here shortly here in Coffeyville.